Chapter 4, The Plan of Redemption is Unveiled. The fall of man filled all heaven with sorrow. There appeared no escape for those who had transgressed the law. Angels ceased their songs of praise. The Son of God was touched with pity for the fallen race as the woes of the lost world rose up before him. Divine love had conceived a plan whereby man might be redeemed. The broken law of God demanded the life of the sinner. Only one equal with God could make atonement for its transgression. None but Christ could redeem fallen man from the curse of the law and bring him again into harmony with heaven. Christ would take upon himself the guilt and shame of sin to rescue the ruined race. The plan of salvation had been laid before the creation of the earth, for Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, yet it was a struggle with the King of the universe to yield up his Son to die for the guilty race. But God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, the mystery of redemption! The love of God for a world that did not love him. God was to be manifest in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Man had become so degraded by sin that it was impossible in himself to come into harmony with him whose nature is purity and goodness. But Christ could impart divine power to unite with human effort. Thus, by repentance toward God and faith in Christ, the fallen children of Adam might once more become sons of God. The angels could not rejoice as Christ opened before them the plan of redemption. In grief and wonder they listened as he told them how he must come in contact with the degradation of earth, to endure sorrow, shame, and death. He would humble himself as a man and become acquainted with the sorrows and temptations which man would have to endure in order that he might be able to succor them that should be tempted. When his mission as a teacher should be ended, he must be subjected to every insult and torture that Satan could inspire. He must die the cruelest of deaths as a guilty sinner. He must endure anguish of soul, the hiding of his Father's face, while the sins of the whole world should be upon him. The angels offered to become a sacrifice for man. But only he who created man had power to redeem him. Christ was to be made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. As he should take human nature upon him, his strength would not be equal to theirs, and they were to strengthen him under his sufferings. They were also to guard the subjects of grace from the power of evil angels. When the angels should witness the agony and humiliation of their Lord, they would wish to deliver him from his murderers, but they were not to interpose. It was a part of the plan that Christ should suffer the scorn and abuse of wicked men. Christ assured the angels that by his death he would ransom many and recover the kingdom which man had lost by transgression. The redeemed were to inherit it with him. Sin and sinners would be blotted out, never more to disturb the peace of heaven or earth. Then inexpressible joy filled heaven. Through the celestial courts echoed the first strains of that song which was to ring out above the hills of Bethlehem, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.